You're listening to SBS.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Socceroos young guns Nestori Irakunda and Connor Metcalf lit up Vancouver BC Play Stadium with their 2-0 win against Turkey. In their first FIFA World Cup 2026 match, Tony Popovic proved his selections, showing that the next generation is one that could define Australia. But will they be able to win again next weekend against host nation USA? And will Brazil's Vinicius Jr. keep the team's unbeaten streak alive? This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you stories on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy.
It's effing unreal. Like, it's dreams come true.
That's Nestori Irakunda speaking to SBS after Australia's 2-0 win in their first World Cup match against Turkey. Tony Popovic's 26-man squad comes from at least 15 cultural and ethnic backgrounds, including three players who came to Australia as refugees from Africa. The 20-year-old is the nation's youngest ever World Cup goalscorer. He kicked an opening counter-attacking goal at the 27th minute in a Group D clash at Canada's Vancouver BC Play Stadium.
We worked extra hard, we fought till the end, and it's just an exciting moment, yeah. You know, you got to thank the staff, you got to thank the nation, you know, they all have the belief in me to do so well, and, you know, I felt like today, getting that goal, you know, it was amazing.
Both Irakunda and 22-year-old Mohamed Touré are among coach Tony Popovic's brightest young talents. Irakunda was born in a refugee camp in Tanzania to Burundian parents, and Socceroos star Mo Touré was born in a refugee camp in Guinea before coming to Australia when he was 7 months old. They both came through Adelaide United and now play in the English Football League Championship. Their joint teammate Owair Mabil, who was born in a Kenyan refugee camp to South Sudanese parents, each members of the UNHCR's game-changing team, a symbolic lineup of players with refugee or displacement backgrounds. And that was Connor Metcalf scoring the second goal just 15 minutes before end time.
Incredible. When I saw that ball go in, the feeling that went through my body, I can't explain it. I mean, for it to be my first World Cup, my first game, and to score, it couldn't have gone any better.
Now, speaking at halftime to SBS Media at the grounds, Socceroos assistant coach Paul O'Conn said Turkey will be coming out firing.
But we're a fit side. We can match anyone. And if we need to suffer, we'll do it. But we need to continue. We need to continue to be good with the ball.
Australia, well, they're seemingly a permanent fixture on the world's biggest stage. But they've never gone beyond the last 16.
Turkey's captain Hakan Çalhanoğlu had earlier said his side was more talented than Australia, predicting they would dominate the game. 100s of Socceroos fans in green and gold travelled to watch Australia play at the Vancouver Stadium. But there were plenty of fans watching at watch parties across Australia too. Earlier this week, I spoke with a few of them at the Matildas Mexico Friendly to get their predictions about the Socceroos' first game.
I'm not really a Socceroos expert. If they perform as well as the Matildas have been over the past couple of years, I think we'll be doing pretty decently.
Looks like a really good squad. I'm quite excited. I think we've got some strong players. I think there's a couple of countries in our group that we can do well against. I think there's some young faces on the squad. That's cool. It's always nice to see.
I have very high hopes for the Socceroos for the World Cup. I am fingers crossed that Australia and Paraguay will get through and will kick out the USA in their own home game. I have faith. I think that we're going to be able to do that. I'm really excited to see what, you know, our new blood can bring to the game.
Commending the Socceroos' young squad.
I think it's necessary. I mean, the Socceroos have always been fairly decent, but I think this is going to really mix things up. I think it means as well that our group, which I think we have a good chance against, is not going to exactly know what they're going to be up against, which I think is going to be work in our favour.
Coach Tony Popovich, who became the first Australian to play and coach at a World Cup, says he's very proud with Australia's 2-1 win against Turkey. He spoke to SBS after the match, saying he's happy the team put a smile on the faces of fans who travelled to watch the game in Canada Stadium.
Proud of the staff for the work they put in and some good decisions there on the sideline. Tried to guide them, tried to support the players, and they were outstanding.
And he also made the surprise move to leave out Matt Ryan and Jackson Irvine for the match, preferring Patrick Beach in goal and Paul Okhon-Ansler in midfield. He explained the decision.
It's something that, you know, we've always seen, and I've got a lot of belief in the young man, and he stood up today, so very happy for him.
Now Beach says he's over the moon and buzzing with the result. He shared the moment he found out he was starting.
I found out a few days ago, and my immediate reaction was, you know, real excitement and joy, and an understanding of what my role was to be played. And, you know, having the back-in from the boss and the coaching staff and the boys as well. And, it always instills me with a lot of confidence to go out there and play my game.
Australia will next face USA on June 20th at 5 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And to the other teams earlier today, Scotland won against Haiti. It's the Scottish team's first appearance since 1998. Meanwhile, Haiti's last World Cup qualifier was in 1974. And Brazilian forward Vinicius Jr. says his team must improve and adapt after a 1-1 draw with Morocco in U.S. state of New Jersey. Vinicius produced a superb equaliser after Ismael Sabiri's opener, but said Brazil struggled early on, highlighting a tactical switch by coach Carlo Ancelotti as key to the improvement, warning of tougher situations that lie ahead.
I think conceding that goal really made things difficult for us. As I mentioned earlier, in terms of our style of play, we adapted once Rafa switched sides. We had more space and were able to play better. It was a very tough game. Morocco is an excellent team, and I knew it was going to be a tough match because it was our debut. And because we were facing Morocco, a team that has been playing together for a long time, reached the Africa Cup of Nations final and is a force to be reckoned with. We need to improve to win our next matches.
And Qatar in today's first game drew 1-1 with Switzerland in their World Cup 2026 opening game. And tomorrow, I'll bring you updates on Germany and the smallest team in history to play in the World Cup, Curaçao. We'll also have the latest on Netherlands and Japan's game, as well as Ivory Coast against Ecuador and Sweden and Tunisia. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And for the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love the World Cup, this podcast is for you. The World Cup, but not really, is about all the stories in and around football.
It's like a kaleidoscope of culture, kicking off from the football field.
From a blind women's team to a jersey collector, to chanting, to reflections on sport, and stories from the heart. This is the World Cup, but not really. Listen to it on SBS or wherever you listen to your podcasts.